We are back live, hour number four, coming up in about 15 minutes. Bob Schultz with the People Foundation, the beginning of a series we're going to do the next 2 weeks, plus into tax time with the Private Banker Takeover. He'll be joining us for the last 45 minutes of the show today. Right now, we're taking your phone calls. John in the great state of Texas, you're on the air. John, welcome.
Hey, what's going on, Alex? Good to talk to you. I'd just like to say first, I have a enormous respect for you. So I've got a four-month-old at home, and I know what kind of sacrifices you have to do to spend all this time and energy away from your family. I'd also like to say I really liked your idea. A couple of weeks ago, you were talking about having either a show or a series of shows where you just had law enforcement call in, because you were saying that they always say that they never get a chance to call in. I think that would be really important.
Oh, my gosh. You just reminded me of another show I promised to do. But it's all the taxes, financial stuff that really weighs me down. Dealing with the infrastructure of 20-plus employees, for me, it's a learning experience. But I promise to do a big two-hour concentration camp show today. I guess I'll have to do it later this week, ahead of Glenn Beck's debunking of it with Popular Mechanics next Monday. So I've got to, I guess, not go home today. I was planning to go see the family for about 3 hours, but I've made that promise, and it's important to get all that data back together. And go over it all, but well, we're going to do that. What else is on your mind, sir?
Nothing, just that. You know, I listen every day, and this stuff just, that last caller, not the last caller, but that guy, you know, people just debate the most ridiculous issues when, you know, the truth is right there in front of them. You know, I always think, I've heard you mentioned several times, it's, you know, it's either tyranny or freedom. Like, you know, once we have freedom, we can debate all this other stuff, you know.
Yeah, and you know, it all becomes an obsession with me when we have this track record of success, a track record of telling the truth, a track record of building people up and not infighting, a track record of trying to get folks to walk their own road, just to wake up to the systems manipulating them. And instead, as we get bigger and bigger, I find that a lot of folks that are anti-New World Order, they're just mad at anybody who's successful, including the elite. They don't even want us to be successful fighting the globalists. And as we have success, that almost upsets them. And we can't be for real because we're having success. I mean, it's like a plan to fail, you know, type deal that's built in. But it doesn't matter. We just got to ignore it and move forward. So we don't have a choice. This stuff's coming down on us. I mean, all I'm doing is putting out the info. We post almost everything we talk about on the show right here on the websites, InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And it's not about Alex Jones. It's about the information.
Yeah,
and I almost
exactly.
Cringe every time I release a hit movie or, you know, get some huge guest, because for me it's about getting the word out and expanding the paradigm of liberty and freedom and shattering the false left-right paradigm. But then I know it means howls of more people from the establishment, from the left, the right, from the grassroots, just getting more frothing towards me because I just rub some people the wrong way in it, but I overall am the most successful at waking people up because of you, the listeners who take action. So we just got to move forward together and do whatever we can. It's just that now, year after year, people have tried to manufacture lies about me. Year after year, they've tried to invent things and just incredible propaganda, and it's all bull. It's all discredited, but it just kind of mixes together in this big amalgam of delusionalness. And it doesn't upset me that I'm being attacked. It upsets me that these people are that crazy. And that's what discredits us, is that, frankly, just because the establishment lies or spins doesn't mean then the whole mass of humanity, the establishment comes from humanity. It, you know, it just takes all kinds, but I don't know. I mean, just knowing what's coming down on us, I can't believe that people have turned this into like a high school, who's cool, who's not, you know, and everybody hates the football captain. And you know, it's so much fun. And, folks, I'm not your football captain. I'm somebody here risking my life, busting my butt. So look at the amount of work we do. Look at the dedication. Look at the fruits of the tree. You talk to 80% of people, what woke you up in the New World Order? It isn't Ron Paul. It's Alex Jones. Ron Paul came on this show last year and said, half our support's been from your show. I didn't prompt him to say that.
Yeah,
and but like Rodney Dangerfield said, I still can't get any respect. What were you saying?
I was going to say, if they would do 5 seconds of research, they would find out that, you know, you put all your information out there for free. It's not about Alex Jones, like you said, you know. It's about the info.
I hear you, brother. Got to jump. More calls straight ahead. It's just we got this whole world government coming down on us, and there's all this idiocy going on. But that's part of the human process. A lot of positive things are happening, though. The awakening's on.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Before I take a few calls, and then we're going to get Bob Shultz with the People Foundation on, I wanted to play this clip. This is from Fox News that you're about to see of Hannity and Dick Morris admitting the New World Order global takeover and admitting that we, the conspiracy theorists, are right because we knew how to read government documents 10, 15, 20 years ago. That's all we are, is people that did research. And we're evil, we're bad, I understand that. That's why there's all these police reports demonizing us, but now they've been forced to retract those in Missouri and other places. Because, no, we're the patriots, we're the good guys, we're not the ones stealing your pensions like the foreign banks. Here's the video clip.
They campaign as moderate.
Dick, did you ever think in our lifetime we'd be getting lectures from the communist Chinese on capitalism, that Nicolas Sarkozy and other leaders of France, that we'd be getting
would
lectures
be criticizing us for spending too much,
criticizing America and warning America, interestingly, not to go down the path to socialism?
But there is a big thing that's going to happen in London at this G20, and then they're hiding it, they're camouflaging it, they're not talking about it. Coordination of international regulation. What they are going to do is to put our Fed and our SEC under the control, in effect, of the IMF.
Oh, come on. They're they'll do this.
That's what was in the draft agenda. They call it coordination of regulation. What it really is putting the American economy under international regulation.
Yeah.
And those people who have been yelling, oh, the UN's going to take over global
conspiracy
government.
Conspiracy theorists.
They've been crazy, but now they're right.
Yeah, well, when Geithner,
it's happening.
When Geithner said he would be open to the idea of a global currency last
week.
Those conspiracy people had said and suggested that for years. Right. You're not wrong. You're not wrong.
And, you know, it's what they always do at these conferences is they have the center show is here, yeah. and the side show they don't want you to pay attention to.
Right.
The center show is the size of the stimulus package.
Yeah.
The real show is international regulation of the financial institutions, which is going to happen under the IMF control. And remember, the IMF is run by Europeans, the World Bank by Americans.
DickMorris.com. Thanks, Dick.
Thank
Appreciate
you.
It. And coming up.
Well, and I told you before I even knew of this morning, last night, that I'm listening to XM. Now I don't just listen to WAI or KLBJ 590 or the Houston talk stations, Dallas talk stations. I would flip through those and monitor, and I would hear the talking points. You know, I do this in the morning, do this in the evening. My wife says, go get milk at the grocery store at, you know, 11 at night. She forgets to get it. I'm driving down there. I listen. Now I got XM. And, man, it's just bam, 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 Japanese, Russian news in English, all the conservative shows, all the liberal shows. And they're going, I'm losing my pension fund. The New World Order's real. Look, folks, we didn't just guess there was a global currency being set up. We didn't just guess they were going to bankrupt the world economy by design to do it. We got the IMF World Bank documents in 2002 in January. I wrote a book about it. Descent into Tyranny has chapters on it. All we've done is try to warn people, and now it's here. They're taking your pension funds, everything. I mean, I don't know what I'm supposed to do. And, you know, what they don't tell you is the CFR, with almost 5,000 members in the U.S., openly calls for world government. It's been setting this up. They don't tell you Geithner's going along with it. They don't tell you both parties are controlled. But I guess they're going to have to now in the near future because it's all happening. Look, we always said for 14 years I've been on air, because I was talking to the experts, you know, the old dogs in the fight, been doing it for decades, many of them dead now. And these were colonels and generals in the military. These were, you know, auditors for the IRS. These were people who'd been in the government, been invited into this, and that's how they knew the plan. And then we got the documents, and we knew this. And that's how we told you everything that was going to happen. And I made films and books, and we're on record. And of course we're right, but we don't deserve any special credit. We just did the research. It's like I talk about the analogy is knowing all this stuff's like knowing what's coming on TV tonight. It's a TV guide. My wife will call sometimes and say, hey, there's a James Bond movie on TV tonight. You want to watch it? Back when I had such time to do things years ago, and I'd say, yeah. And then I come home and the movie's on TV, and we sit around and eat a late night dinner or whatever after the kids are asleep and watch it. And it isn't like she's psychic and I bow down to her and go, my gosh, how did you know James Bond was on tonight? Or how did you know the Super Bowl was on this Sunday? It's all openly announced. All we're doing is telling you what they publicly said. That's all. What they won't tell you at Fox is, well, I guess they do now. They put out a video a month ago. We played it here. Put out by Fox with all these movie stars and TV stars saying Fox movies, Fox TV, Fox, all of it is programming to accept global carbon tax and global government. And Rupert Murdoch is at the very top of the upper echelon of power. He's all for it. You know, his papers and TV stations he owns in Europe push and promote this and bash the United States. But then here, he says none of it's going on, and then bashes Europe. See, it's all about playing us off against each other. Go ahead and get Bob Schultz on for us. We're going to take calls, too, coming up with him on with us, but for everybody that's holding. It's very exhausting, though, because I have a passion to expose this, and I can't control myself not to expose it. I mean, there are hundreds of stories we break, hundreds of things we cover, a lot of original documents, bills we read, we put it out first, gets a lot of attention. It's only because I can't control myself, and I just can't stop reading and researching and documenting and going over it all. And I have this literal tingle in my stomach, goosebumps, on my neck, hair standing up. Because it isn't just a global currency and a global government and global regulations and carbon taxes. They say once they have that in place, they're going to stage a lot of more terror attacks, blame it on shadowy enemies, lock down the cities even more. You think people dying of vaccines is bad now? You think all the soft kill weapons are bad now? This has all just been beta testing. Then it gets even more horrific. I mean, once you're in the New World Order, it's bad. So we always knew that when they finally made the big move, They've been setting it up behind the scenes for a long time. They would have to announce it, and that was their strong point and their weak point, their flux point, where things aren't as rigid, where they're reaching in trying to remold the world, the architecture. We can reach in and stop what they're doing. You know, the struggle is now, the key crossroads. You know, I've interviewed Bob Schultz many times, but I guess I don't have his bio today. I'd like to go over his bio as we go to him here. Bob, just introduce yourself. Tell folks a little bit about your background and corporate stuff and then how you woke up to the private Federal Reserve and the scam. And then I want to talk about the nature of it and everything, but I also want to talk about how it comes out all these IRS agents don't pay it. Most of the Congress doesn't pay it. Most of Obama's administration doesn't pay it. A lot of the governors don't pay it. They're all just a bunch of, I mean, they don't even pay this thing. We didn't have it until 1913, built the nation without it. It all goes to pay interest to the private bankers. You know, I mean, it's such a fraud, like the war on drugs and everything else. So Bob Schultz, We the People Foundation founder, it's good to have you on with us today.
Hey, Alex. Great to be on again. Thank you. Bio. Got an engineering degree from one of the five federal academies, the United States Merchant Marine Academy at Kings Point on Long Island in New York. Have a master's in business and finance from Xavier, completed just about all the coursework required for a PhD in public administration from the Graduate School of Public Affairs at the State University of New York at Albany. Started my career as an engineer with the gas turbine department at the General Electric Company in Schenectady. After a few years, moved over to the Corporate Research and Development Center, a group of some 600 scientists and engineers, and based on some work I was doing there, the Republican governor of Connecticut, a fellow named Mescal, asked if I would go to Connecticut and start up and administer a new state agency and get some laws on the books in Connecticut in this field that I was specializing in. Was there for 3 years, did that, came back to New York. The Democrat governor of New York, Hugh Carey, asked if I would run a policy office and try to get some laws on the books in New York in this field that I was specializing in. I did that. I was a full-time advisor to the administrator of the Environmental Protection Agency to hire to try and get some business principles embedded in this huge, huge public works bureaucratic program under the Clean Water Act that funds a lot of the nation's sewer and water works. I was there for a year. Was an investment banker with Prudential Bates Securities on the public finance side for 4 or 5 years. Started up a management consulting company, and I don't know, woke up when I was 40. Something happened in my neighborhood in upstate New York. I realized the government was manufacturing a crisis and had prescribed a solution that was going to benefit a few of them and their friends, but at everybody else's expense, which is bad enough, but to make matters worse, they're going to violate the law in the process. So I tried to get some questions answered. They wouldn't answer the questions. I had to go to court, and in a very robust decision, the highest court in the state gave us everything we were asking for, undid the results of a countywide referendum. They had brought the people to the polls by their noses, telling the people, based on entirely what the government was telling them, they went ahead and approved this project. And but we undid the results of a countywide referendum and nullified the resolutions passed by all the town and county boards in approving and financing the project. But that changed my view of government. Until then, I had been led to believe that government was always benevolent, always had the public interest uppermost in its mind, and that these were the good guys. You could trust these people, except for the, you know, every now and then somebody got caught with their hand in a cookie jar. But all of that changed. And then a few years later, I was the subject of some retaliation by the town that was the lead defendant in that case. So now I've not only learned that government is not above manufacturing a crisis, but they can hurt you simply because they don't like you. They can be vindictive. So I decided it was my responsibility as an American to start paying better attention, to be better informed about what my rights were under the state and federal constitutions, of course, but also start paying more attention to what government was actually saying and doing and comparing its behavior to with the requirements of our state and federal constitutions and how.
And for a long time, Bob, you've been talking about the derivatives bubble, all that as well, so you've got a unique perspective on that. We'll get into the criminal IRS, what you've been doing since then, the We the People Foundation, all the great work you've done. On the other side with Bob Schultz, an amazing individual. Stay with us.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity. Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and help us win this battle.
This is the end, beautiful friend. This is the end, my only friend, the end of our elaborate plans, the end of everything that stands, the end. No safety knows the price, the end. I'll never look into your eyes again.
We are back live, Bob Schultz with the People Foundation. It's just impossible to cover all the good work they've done. National ads exposing the IRS as a scam, unconstitutional, never ratified. IRS agents hearing it, researching it for years, Treasury agents going public, being indicted, being found not guilty in courts. I mean, this has been hellish. But if hunger strikes, congressman involved, just an amazing individual. Okay, we've recapped how you woke up. Now, how you got into the IRS, what's currently happening, the world government coming out in the open, Bob Schultz. I mean, our credibility now couldn't be higher. It is the platinum standard.
Yes. After 20 years of confronting governmental wrongdoing in New York State, I turned my attention to the federal government in 1999. And one of the first issues that, we brought an action against Clinton and Robert Rubin, who was the Treasury Secretary at the time, regarding the bailout of the Mexican peso. And Janet Reno asked the court to dismiss the case based on sovereign immunity, saying that the government was sovereign, we had no right to sue it. Of course, we prevailed there. But then eventually the court dismissed the case for lack of standing. We brought an action against the president, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, and the Secretary of Defense for applying the armed forces of the United States in hostilities overseas in the Republic of Yugoslavia without a declaration of war, as the Constitution requires. The court dismissed that action in 1999. We then turned our attention, learned about Joe Bannister, turned our attention to help him get answers to the questions that he asked his superiors at the IRS office in San Jose.
Yeah, he was a Treasury armed agent as part of their enforcement bureau.
Yes, a special agent, criminal investigation division, a badge, a gun, extremely bright young man.
And he heard DV kid. He'd been there 7 years, making great money, doing good, loved whole family in law enforcement. He hears DV kid on Bay Area radio, stops his car, writes notes. He's going to expose this liar about the IRS being a scam and sending money to foreign banks. And he did 2 years of research. We were the first to interview him. And boom, he found out it was all true.
Exactly. And so he submitted a report to his superiors simply asking them to help him understand and answer some questions. And rather than do that, they showed him the door. They forced him out. We learned about that and decided to help him get answers to his questions. And we went through years of attempting to get the government to address these issues and answer these questions. Everything from full-page ads in the USA Today, as you say, a hunger fast. We had press conferences covered by C-SPAN at the National Press Club, which we had Joe Bannister and Bill Benson and Larry Beecraft, and but to no avail. And so that was the first of the federal issues that we attacked with petitioning for a remedy to this grievance and government refusing to respond. We turned our attention, and we're still attempting to get the government to respond to those questions. But along the way, we decided to start focusing on other violations of the Constitution. And so we've petitioned the government for a remedy to various other grievances involving violations of the Constitution, including the government's violation of, the War Powers Clause under the Iraq with the Iraq Resolution. We petitioned them for a redress of the grievance regarding the violation of the so-called privacy clauses by the USA Patriot Act, the Federal Reserve Act, and its violation of the money clauses. We've petitioned over the government's development. All the facts suggest the government is developing a North American Union, which would effectively, as you know, obliterate our northern and southern boundaries. I don't mind if Mexico is the 51st state, Canada is the 52nd, if they apply for statehood and they're approved and they have state constitutions that guarantee their citizens the rights that our state constitution
guarantees. That's right. Under globalist systems, you don't have that.
Exactly.
Under the globalist systems, you don't have that. Bob Schultz, long segment coming up. Plenty of time to get into this. Let's talk about the latest with the IRS as they're fully discredited. It turns out most of the folks, literally most of the people in the government, aren't even paying the stinking things because they know it's a fraud, too. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. Alex has told you you have to get a supply of food, but Alex and I have decided that there are some of you that we really don't want to have food. If you're a politician who voted for the bailout, don't call eFoods Direct. If you agree with one guy screaming about global warming instead of 650 climatologists who know the earth is cooling, don't call eFoods Direct. If you think growing food for cars is better than feeding people, don't get food. If you think waiting for a cop to show up after a crime is better than defending yourself and preventing the crime, don't call eFoods Direct. If you believe the official report on 9/11, you won't need food. If you think the warnings on the Alex Jones Show are foolish, don't call eFoods Direct. For the rest of you, go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-409-5633. You can't possibly know or control what government, corporate America, or others will do, but you can control what you do. Complete your supply now, eFoodsDirect.com. 800-409-5633. 800-409-5633.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudge since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water and is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
Some of our sponsors, we're going back to Bob Schultz and some of your phone calls. I want to tell you about Home Gain. Let me tell you a little bit about one of our great sponsors, HomeGain.com. This is the place to get you started buying or selling a home, finding a realtor, and getting any real estate questions answered for free. Go to HomeGain, HomeGain.com, and see what I'm talking about. All you need to do is type in your home address, and you will get an instant free estimate of your home's value online. It's a great way to be able to monitor the value of your home, and again, it's absolutely free. There are tons of tools to help you. For instance, if you want to remodel your home, go to HomeGain.com. Use their home sale maximizer to help you determine which home improvements can most increase your home value before you put it on the market. For 10 years, these folks have been helping home sellers and buyers. Now is no time to mess around with your largest asset. Find a quality realtor at HomeGain.com. Visit their link at InfoWars.com and look for Max the Orange Home Gain Gorilla to help you with any real estate needs you might have. You will love this site, HomeGain.com. Also, another one of the fine sponsors that makes this radio show possible is PMemory.net. You spend all this time listening to the show every day, but how much of the information can you actually recall? Test yourself right now and try to recall the show aired 1 week ago. How about 2 weeks ago? And if you cannot recall it, then what's the point? School of Phenomenal Memory, P, the letter P, memory.net. Proven results from lesson one guaranteed. No gimmicks or magic pills, just pure science and real training that makes sense. Memorize what you really need, such as names, daily information, new languages, and even entire books. Dramatically improve natural memory, attention, and thinking speed. Go to pmemory.net and read hundreds of testimonials and download the free ebook explaining how memory really works and get 10% off by mentioning Alex Jones. The School of Phenomenal Memory, pmemory.net. You can click on the banner at Infowars.com. And lastly, of the sponsors we want to thank that make this radio show possible is Survival Seed Bank. SurvivalSeedBank.com. In a real crisis, having non-hybrid seeds means having the ability to grow an endless supply of nutrient-dense food to feed your loved ones. There have been times in American history, Pilgrim, for example, when seeds have the highest value of any barter item, even silver or gold. There's a war on against non-hybrid seeds waged by the global elite who want to control us by controlling the food supply. Governments are storing seeds. The UN is storing seeds. Globalists of every stripe are storing seeds near the Arctic Circle. Why do you think this is? You know why. Control and power. Solutions from Science is trying to get seeds out of the globalist hands into the hands of the people, one seed bank at a time, one family at a time. That Survival Seed Bank from Solutions from Science contains enough open-pollinated seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. Seeds in the Survival Seed Bank are hand-picked for exceptional germination rates. Order a couple of seed banks today while you still can. SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com from Solutions in Science. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. I want to thank our sponsors because they also make this transmission possible. Be sure and support our local affiliates, sponsors as well. They make this radio show possible. Now, going back to Bob Schultz with People Foundation, specifically tell folks about the work you've done encapsulating that, what's currently going on with the criminal IRS, and then tie that in. I'm sure you're up on this, how it's coming out that a lot of the government doesn't pay their taxes, including the Treasury Secretary.
Yeah, it's true. We have folks in government that continue to act as though they are, you know, privileged autocrats, while they enslave the rest of us, believing they're above the law. The rest of us can read and comprehend. Thousands of people continue to read and comprehend, cannot find the law that makes them liable. Many of them, small businessmen, they can't find the law that makes them, that requires them to withhold pay earned by their employees. We continue to, many individuals cannot find the law that requires them to file and pay this tax. So they, like Joe Bannister and many others, they write their congressmen, they write the IRS, they ask them to answer these questions, help them understand. They get no response. So as free Americans, they act on their beliefs. As individuals, they act on their beliefs. Then, of course, the government comes down and with a ton of bricks and just takes the legs right out from under them and turns their lives upside down. And many cases, you have some suicides, you have homes, families completely destroyed simply because the government will not answer questions.
Yeah, there's no due process either. These aren't regular courts. Same with family courts. It's just this criminal system they've set up in the last 90 years.
Yeah, and so, you know, we learned from all of this, Alex, that individuals and small groups cannot prevail. This guy, Mahatma Gandhi, that brought India out from under British rule, he said correctly that when the people are up against unjust and uncivil government and laws, and they are entitled to reform, as we are, they'll get it only if they follow a three-part formula. He said, if you're missing any one of the three parts, you're going to fail. You need to be proactive, nonviolent, and you need a mass movement. You need a critical mass. Of course, it was this fellow, Martin Luther King, who wrote a piece in 1953 about Gandhi and this formula, and he said, that's the formula I'm going to follow. And he was able to apply it successfully. Proactive, nonviolent, mass movement. And so we've exhausted this foundation with the assistance of tens of thousands of people across the country for 10 years. We have established a solid record of petitioning, you know, identifying with facts these violations of all of these provisions of the Constitution, whether it's the War Powers Clauses, the Money Clauses, the Tax Clauses, the Privacy Clauses, and so forth. We have laid out, with the assistance of constitutional scholars like Ed Vieira and Walker Todd and others, we've documented these violations, and we have petitioned the government under the First Amendment, last 10 words, the petition clause, the accountability clause. The founders put those 10 words there, knowing that this day would come, knowing that people in government will have a natural tendency to step outside the boundaries that we, the people, have drawn around their power. And so they have given us, right there in the document, the last 10 words is the accountability clause, the right to petition for redress of grievances, and under those last, the meaning of those last 10 words is if we have some evidence the government has violated the Constitution, we can call them on it. We can petition for a remedy. They are obligated to respond. If they do not respond, then we have a government that, in effect, has turned its back on the Constitution. We've called them on it, the servant government. They refuse to respond. Then we have the right to withdraw our money and our resources and our support from that government. But, of course, as individuals and small groups, you know, you can't prevail. So we need a mass movement. We've exhausted. With this record that we've established, we have exhausted our administrative remedies. We've exhausted our judicial remedies. It's now time to take a page out of the founders' playbook. They found themselves in the exact same situation that we're now in 1774, 2 years before they signed the Declaration of Independence. They had petitioned their government, a government that was the strongest, most powerful government on the face of the earth. They ruled the seas. They had a huge standing army here after the French were defeated in the French and Indian War. And they started treating the people in our colonies differently from the way they were treating their people back in Great Britain. And we, the founders, they started to petition for a redress of these grievances. And they petitioned for 11 years. And as the Declaration of Independence says, and our petitions were repeated petitions were answered only with repeated injury. And so what did they do? They decided to get together, two or three of their number from each of the colonies.
And let me just interrupt you, because the more they said, hey, you're corrupt, hey, you're stealing property, hey, you're taxing us, you're acting like thugs, yep, you got militarized police, the crown, King George III, would only beef up the number. Same thing happening, but now it's even worse than the British. The British, yep, at least weren't looting their own country. Now the elite are just stealing everything. It's gone to a new level of corruption where now the foreign bankers have imploded everything and have stolen $12 trillion,
yes,
in the last 6 months and are just destroying, and they're just stealing it all and running offshore. So now it's even worse.
Yes, the grievances we're suffering are, as you say, much worse, okay? But we need to do what they did. The solution here is to have a Continental Congress, as they did. They decided, all right, look, we're going to get together in Philadelphia. We're going to talk about these grievances and settle on some course of action. Alex, they did not, as you know, they did not go there to sign a Declaration of Independence. They did not go there to separate. Maybe an exception, maybe Sam Adams may have had that in mind when they went there, but that's not why the rest of them went. They went there merely to talk about these grievances and to discuss what they might be able to do as a free people to defend their rights. Their rights were being violated. And of course, they convened in September of 74 and then reconvened 75 and 76. And along the way, things really got hot and eventually they decided to separate. But we're.
That's right. And that's what's happening now. That's what's happening now with the states declaring sovereignty, the people waking up. We're in the process of being reasonable, saying, look, Madoff people are stealing everything. You've taken the pension funds and given them to derivatives. The government stole the government pension funds. Boston Globe today. Look, you're criminals. You need to stop. Go ahead, Alex.
The Constitution does, as you know, it doesn't defend itself. It just lies on your desk. The government isn't going to defend it. We can't rely on the states to get us out of the mess.
No, it's an animating contest.
Yeah, and so the Constitution's going to be defended only if the people defend it. The first step is to get a few of our number, a few people with a proven passion for the Constitution. Three would do. Three from each state with a proven passion for the Constitution. People of good character, people respected in their communities and so forth, as authors, scholars, activists and so forth. Get them together. 150 of us meeting every day at a Continental Congress. Not to be confused with a constitutional convention. They're entirely different. But every day, the cause of America is still the cause of the world. The lamp of liberty was lit here, but nowhere else. Yep. There's great interest around the world in preserving this continent, this constitutional republic that we've been blessed with. And so let's get these people together. Let's have them every day with facts, no opinions, facts. These are the prohibitions. These are the restrictions. These are the mandates.
Well, I think it's a great idea, but you can only have 150 and not all the kooks and infiltrators. or because they'll come in and try to stir up trouble. But I think you need to get Ron Paul. You need to get some of these leading state reps that have been calling.
Exactly. All the leaders, including yourself, Alex, this is an invitation to you. All of the leaders of these constitution-based, liberty- and freedom-oriented organizations need to come together. I've just reserved and paid for 11 rooms at Jekyll Island for May 13th. Judy and I are getting on a train in New Jersey, and we're taking that train down to Jessup, Georgia. We're taking a ride over to Jekyll Island, where we will spend all day Wednesday and Thursday and then take the train back. I've already called Ed Griffin. He says it's a great idea. I'll get on the train. I've called Ed Vieira. He said it's a great idea. I'll get on the train.
And again, this can be a prototype. I didn't know you were going to announce this on the air, and I'll certainly come. It can be a prototype for even bigger ones in the future, and then to have others mimic it, to have a national debate of the people through a Declaration of Independence to lay out the swarms of bureaucrats eating out our substance, the quartered troops among us, the usurpations, the having legislatures erected in faraway lands, global government.
Alex. The idea is to bring these leaders together to lay out the groundwork, help prepare the groundwork for a Continental Congress, a Continental Congress where you have people with a proven passion for the Constitution getting together every day with a worldwide webcast. So every day their deliberations, their discussions, their debates, and then eventually their decision-making process is webcast around the world. And everything uttered in that room is recorded. A written transcript is prepared by stenographers. We'll pay for all of that, okay? But we cannot it's going to be up to the people in the states to nominate and choose the three people that they want to go off to participate in this upcoming Continental Congress. We can't get the mass movement. All we can do is set up 50 state websites and have all of the information about the Continental Congress, what it is, why it was convened, what the issues are, and the progress. You know, all the news coming out.
Yeah, but that was state legislator leaders and others who would just be nominated by their own. Their own legislature to be sent to the original one.
Today, Alex, I think you would admit the states are inextricably intertwined.
No, but let me just add the caliber. But Bob, the caliber of the founding fathers, inventors, scientists, genius level people, they really were to read their writings. I'm a pretty smart guy, and I have trouble, even reading some of it. I have to really digest it.
Right.
My whole deal is that's what always happens is these guys knew how to work together. These were of great caliber. You're of great caliber.
So are you.
But, I mean, can you imagine the squabbling and arguing about who would go to that and the power trip of it? How would a state nominate somebody to send them then if it's not through the legislature?
All right, look, here's the procedure, and on our website there is a link for the procedure. We get people. First of all, we say that the people that are to be nominated and chosen are people of with a proven passion for the Constitution, right? So we get all these nominations. We get all of these, the full spectrum. We are hiring a company. We pay $30 a piece to find out if that person is who they say they are. That's all we do. Then we turn it over to the leaders of these liberty-oriented groups in the states to complete the vetting process. Then those names get placed on the state website, and then by affidavit, paper ballots, hand-marked, hand-counted, people cast their votes based on the nominees that are on that page. And the people in the states, the people in the freedom movement, they know who these people are, and these state coordinators and their assistants and so forth, we know who they are, Alex, and they decide who they're going to put on
that makes sense.
State website.
Good. Well, I'll support it. I wish you guys luck. It sounds good. We need more stuff like this. I'll have you back on next week or something to talk more about it because we're almost out of time. But this is, this is the process, the evolution, the development of the Second American Revolution we hope to carry out in a freedom-oriented manner. Overall,
Alex,
Bob, go ahead.
Alex, mark your calendar. The train leaves on the 12th from New Jersey. Of course, it stops in D.C. and Richmond and so forth. We'll put out an article. I forget the train number. I think it's number 97. But anyway, he gets down there. It's an overnight trip. Judy and I have reserved the sleeper car. We arrived there on the morning of the 13th, a Wednesday. We're there all day and all day Thursday, and then we take the train back. So put on your calendar. Make that trip with us, and Ed Vieira, Ed Griffin, all of these other folks are agreeing to make that train ride. Join us, please, and we'll lay the groundwork. We'll deal with issues like you're raising, you know, how best to choose these people who will be the delegates.
Yeah, so this was a preliminary planning meeting to then launch that. Oh, sure. Well, that sounds like some great footage anyway, so I'd like to bring my cameras and... The new Obama film is going to be done by mid-May, though, and then I got to send it off and be mass-produced for July 4th.
Right.
But regardless, I could put that in another film because that's important, you know, to get the message out. That's our committees of correspondence.
We've got to start pushing back, Alex. The people have to push back, and they have to do it by the numbers. Without that critical mass or mass movement, you know, it's lost.
I agree with you. I had no idea. I just said a week ago, hey, set Bob Schultz up. I haven't talked to him in a while. And you've gotten a lot done, so I'm very excited. I'd like to be involved with it and promote it and everything here on the radio, so that's very exciting. We'll come back with a final segment with our guest. Stay with us.
People around the world are testifying that their cataracts are quickly disappearing like magic thanks to CanSee. The original CanSee eye drop used in clinical trials maintains that only the original unadulterated formula is effective in reducing, reversing, and slowing the occurrence of senile cataract. CanSee can also assist in lowering the intraocular pressure associated with glaucoma. CanSee is beneficial for contact lens disorders, to treat corneal disorders, combat eye strain, Kinney's computer vision syndrome, and more. People enjoying the benefits while using CanSee report no side effects, and the drops are gentle and don't cause eye burning. With regular use, people using CanSee drops report a difference in their vision in as little as 30 days, and some have their cataracts completely disappear within months. CanSee, that's can-letter C, is available now by calling 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871. Or order online at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Your source for the most powerful nutraceuticals and wellness protocols from a doctor you can trust.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
What I'm about to read is not intended to scare you, but the LA Times just reported that unemployment will exceed record 1945 levels. Millions are about to find themselves out of work. Will you? Look, I say this not to scare you, but to empower and motivate you to make a choice. You can sit around waiting for the worst to happen, or you can go to IncomeAtHome45.com right now and take control of your future. IncomeAtHome45.com is adding people in record numbers. They're looking for you. They're connected to a multi-billion dollar company, and again, they're looking for you. IncomeAtHome45.com is the way real people just like you are earning life-changing money from home, even in their spare time. And I love this. They even provide you with a work-from-home personal coach to help you succeed. Quit worrying about losing your job when you can make serious money from home. And listen, Income at Home is giving away $1,000 to someone just for checking them out. Visit IncomeAtHome45.com. That's IncomeAtHome45.com.
Day after day. You know, I said I'd take some of your calls. We did in the last hour, into this hour, but we're just not going to be able to. So everybody call back tomorrow and we'll get to you. Take a lot of calls coming up the next few days. It's just that this is too important with what Bob Schultz is talking about. Spirit of liberty is everywhere. Sons of liberty, daughters of liberty. Arise, defend your republic. They're openly announcing world government, openly announcing the foreign banks have stolen all the money. I mean, Boston Globe, where they're stealing the pension funds. The government's given the pension funds to the derivatives houses. I mean, this level of criminality even shocks me. These people are so bold. Bob Schultz, We the People Foundation, give out the website for folks that want to visit it.
WeThePeopleCongress.org.
We the People, well. WeThePeopleCongress.org. We have that up on the TV screen right now as we simulcast at PrisonPlanet.tv. But we'll definitely have you back up as this develops, and I'll probably take your invitation to that. I'm just so tied down here with work and the info war, trying to just awaken the minds out there, set the fires of liberty that grow into huge, you know, infernos. But specifically, does it even shock you being from business to just see the lawlessness that's going on?
It's unprecedented. It's dumbfounding that this could go on, you know, simply because 65 million people vote for somebody, you know, that we can't overturn the will of the voters. You know, the Constitution means nothing. Sorry, but that Constitution is the supreme law of the land. The problem is it doesn't defend itself. We've got to do that. The record is clear, Alex. For 10 years now, we've been establishing this record with the assistance of tens of thousands of people around the country. We have petitioned, we have documented these violations, as you have, but we've documented these violations of various provisions, restrictions, mandates of the Constitution. But importantly, we have petitioned with the assistance of constitutional scholars, professionally, intelligently, rationally, laid it out, served them all. And our repeated petitions are being answered only with repeated injury. And so the question is, what's the appropriate next step for a free people to take? Just as the founders had a record of petitioning for 11 years, we have this solid record of petitioning for redress, and our petitions are being answered.
And to dream is destiny. We have to know this is our course. I mean, we have right on our side. The people are waking up. The corruption is evident, just like the Declaration of Independence states. This is another great solution, and I commend you with the work that you're doing.
Thanks, Alex. Look forward to working with you.
No, you bet. I look forward to, and I'm just glad I thought to get you on. I didn't even know you were planning this. I know you're always out there doing such great work. You know, overall, discrediting the IRS as a criminal group and paying for the interest on the debt, as Ronald Reagan's commission showed, I mean, that's now widely known. And the fact that a lot of government people aren't paying taxes, that's now widely known. So the establishment is just upping their looting and just saying, we don't care. We telling Congress if they don't do what the executive says, they'll declare martial law, and that's mainstream news, and I have congressmen on the show who've been threatened. I mean, this is la-la land that's going on. We had in the Fed protest around the country, and we got the secret Army documents, called them, and they confirmed it, that the Army intelligence is spying on us. I mean, Army, Pentagon, you work for the bankers. We're the good guys.
And we have an accountability clause. We could hold them accountable. We can do it constitutionally and legally. We just have to do it by the book. We have to make sure that the sympathies of people around the country and around the world go to us, not the government. You know, we have to connect the dots in the minds of many people, Alex. And that's what the Continental Congress will do. Every day we will go through these violations with facts. Every day we will go through these attempts to hold the government accountable. And every day with facts we will show that the government simply refuses, absolutely refuses, to be held accountable, refuses
All right.
to justify.
Very, very exciting, completely rogue government. Bob Schultz, WeThePeopleCongress.org. We'll talk to you soon. Very exciting. Godspeed, my friend.
Stay well, Alex. Stay well. Bye.
Thank you so much for spending time with us. So that's it for this transmission. Huge packed, very informative show from pillar to post. It restarts on the internet streams one place, my websites, Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com and simulcast at PrisonPlanet.tv. One place on the web. All over AM and FMs will be re-airing us. God bless you. Spread the word about the show. Take care.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.